Walter Schuler woke up one morning to discover that he was dead. It didn't bother him so much that he was dead, but rather it was the realization that he had left so much for others to deal with. He hated being a burden to anyone. Most of his life, he had tried to avoid drawing attention to himself, wanting to ensure that his presence wouldn't cause any problems. It wasn't that he was overly sensitive. He simply preferred to get along. However, now that he was dead, he found it to be incredibly inconvenient. He could almost hear the grumbles and sighs of the help when they would eventually come into his room to discover his lifeless body. Martha would undoubtedly remark how she had always expected it, given that he was an atheist, and poor Howard would begrudgingly accept the new project added to his day, grunting as he knew it was his duty to lift Walter's stiff body onto his back and carry it down the stairs to the sitting room, while Martha lamented his passing with insults and curses, all directed at the corpse. The morning that Walter died was sweltering, with temperatures reaching the 90s, far too hot to dig graves. As a result, they placed Walter's body in the large deep freeze in the basement to keep it cool, the one that housed deer meat and sausages. Walter was an avid outdoorsman. Walter didn't mind this. As he lay in the frost, he could feel his body tightening while the cold air worked to contract his muscles. It was a strange sensation, yet not entirely unpleasant, akin to being squeezed into a casing, much like one of the deer sausages he was currently rooming with.